Video: Suspect arrested in fatal attack on 84-year-old San Francisco man. By Amy Furr on February 2, 2021. San Francisco police arrested a 19-year-old man on suspicion of murder following a recent attack on an 84-year-old man in the Anza Vista neighborhood. Officers arrested Antoine Watson on Saturday after serving a warrant at a Daly City home. The suspect was booked on suspicion of murder, elder abuse, and assault with a deadly weapon, KTVU reported. Officers also arrested 20-year-old Malaysia Gu on suspicion of being an accessory after the fact, the outlet said. Family members identified the victim as Visharatana Pakdi, who was from Thailand and lived in San Francisco. The attack happened around 8:30 a.m. Thursday. Paramedics responded to the scene and found the victim lying on the sidewalk at Anza Vista and Fortuna Avenues, police said, the report continued. Video footage captured from across the street shows a person running toward the victim and knocking him to the ground before walking away. Warning: this video may be disturbing to some viewers. The elderly victim was transported to a hospital for life-threatening injuries and died on Saturday, according to ABC 7. The initial investigation concluded that a male suspect ran from across the street to push the victim, causing him to fall to the pavement, police said. The suspect then fled with a female associate, the report stated. However, the suspect's motivation was not immediately clear. "It doesn't seem real, it just doesn't seem real," said the victim's son-in-law, Eric Lawson. "It hasn't settled in for me totally yet. I have my moments where I go back and forth from being really upset and angry to crying right after that. If you see the video, there's nothing not intentional about it. For him to come from all the way across the street, what else could have motivated him?" Lawson commented. In a statement, San Francisco District Attorney Chase Bodine offered his deepest condolences to the family and said, "We will hold the person who committed this senseless violence accountable."